Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma through the Moriri Honganji Mission's White Way radio program. How grateful we are that we can start this day with the sound of the Nembutsu. Please place your hands together in Gassho as I read Shinran Shonin's writings. The karmic evil that hinders us from attaining enlightenment is, in essence, not at all separate from the Buddha's virtues. That is very much like the essence of hard ice being water. Just as ice, when heated, become water, karmic evil, when touched by true and real wisdom, turns into virtues. Just as when there is more ice, there is more water. The more hindrances, the more virtues. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Today, I'd like to talk about one of Shinran Shonin's understanding, which is called Tenzuru in Japanese. Tenzuru means to transform. Shinran Shonin taught us that when we encounter Amida's wisdom and compassion, then, as if the hard ice turns into the soft water, our obstructions will be transformed into virtues. In other words, the way we see and accept things in our lives will be transformed by Amida's wisdom and compassion. In the book Dharma Breeze, Dr. Nobuo Haneda discussed about the human wisdom and Amida's wisdom. A human wisdom is a dualistic way of thinking. It is the wisdom in which we divide things into two, positive and negative. We think that the positive values, such as life, goodness, and health, are good, and the negative values, such as death, evil, and sickness, are bad. We try to ignore those negative values. Our attachment to this dualistic way of thinking is very strong. Dr. Haneda wrote, "If we are attached only to positive values and do not see any meaning in negative values, then only half of our life has meaning. Only things such as life, goodness, beauty, and happiness have meaning. The opposite negative values do not have any meaning whatsoever. If we live our lives that way, our lives will end up in total meaninglessness. Because the end of our lives will be negative, our death and the loss of all the things we cherish. So that is the human wisdom. Compared to this human wisdom, Amida's wisdom is a limitless wisdom. Limitless wisdom means the spirit that limitlessly keep on seeking and discovering new meaning in all things one experiences in this life. Whether it is good or bad, health or sick, rich or poor, happiness or unhappiness, a spirit that limitlessly trying to find a new meaning in all things is Amida's wisdom. I'd like to share a story of a lady who turned her sufferings into appreciation, who turned her adverse conditions into a good condition. Mrs. Ayako Suzuki was a nursery school teacher and a Buddhist minister's wife. She was born in 1941. When she was 41 years old, she found out that she had cancer. The cancer spread to various parts of her body. She had to face her impending death for 4 years and 5 months. She died in 1988 at the age of 46. Her life experience for those 4 years were not those of a fight against cancer. Instead, her view toward life was completely changed by cancer. Rather than complaining or hating others, she became peaceful and fulfilled. She became a person who was excited about life and who lived in appreciation of it. There's a poem that she wrote entitled 46 Years Old. The problem of death does not begin now. It began when I was born. The problem has been thrown to a 9-year-old boy with an adorable but pale face, pushing his own cart of intravenous medicine. The problem has been thrown to the several intravenous tubes that are attached to a baby who is embraced in a mother's arms, but who does not have the strength to suck her mother's nipple. Thinking about my age, 46 years old, I know now I am grateful. In this poem, she is saying, I am grateful, not because she lives longer than these children who are in the hospital, but because she realized that she is living here and now through the countless causes and conditions. It is not only the children who are in the hospital, but all of us are facing the problem of death. It began when we were born, not since she was diagnosed as cancer. I could have died, but I could live up to this age. I've been living this life without thinking how grateful I was, without any sense of appreciation. I was not facing death, but now as I face death, thanks to cancer, I now realize how grateful I am. One day, she had a conversation with her husband. She said, cancer is my treasure. Her husband said, what does cancer is my treasure mean? She said, dear, do you create cancer through your own effort? No, I don't. Cancer is given. She said, I think so too. It is given to me, regardless of whether I want it or not. It's a gift. It's a fact, isn't it? Yes, I agree with you. Then it's a matter for my mind to determine whether I consider it a thing that I hate or a thing that I accept with appreciation. I decided to accept it with appreciation because it gave me an awareness of my life. Therefore, I say that cancer is my treasure. We think that the disease, such as cancer, is an adverse condition, something we don't want, and something we think as meaningless. But she did not end her life only by crying against her condition, but she turned that adverse condition into an appreciation. She said, cancer gave me an awareness of my life. Before she got cancer, she must have taken her life for granted. Maybe she was just living without thinking about the true meaning of her life. But after she got cancer, she realized that cancer is actually a wonderful gift, because this gift led her to a deeper sense of appreciation of her life. The cancer has turned from something meaningless to a wonderful treasure that led her to a true happiness. She fully enjoyed and appreciated the fact that she is living here and now. She found the true meaning of her life. For that, I think she must have said, I am grateful. I'm sure it was not easy for her to be able to transform like that. She must have cried a lot. She must have suffered a lot. But within her tears, she has encountered with Amida's wisdom that was hidden deep within her and found a meaning in every aspect of her life. Mrs. Ayako Suzuki wrote as follows, Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, gave me the power to accept my life as it is and to appreciate my body as it is. She has found a great sense of comfort within the Nembutsu and lived her life with a profound joy and appreciation. Shinran Shonin taught us that the Buddha is tirelessly calling us. Wake up and find the true joy and happiness. Do not end your life only by crying or complaining against the adverse conditions. Amida Buddha promised to illuminate all beings with his wisdom and compassion. Just as cold ice remains cold and frozen unless it is heated by fire, our blind passions remain the same until they are transformed by wisdom. Amida's light of wisdom and compassion turns our karmic adversity into virtues, just as the sunlight turns ice into water. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.